Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
We do have our guest standby on the line to give us our grow model for today and this week. Remember, our grow model is meant to help you grow in more than one way, and our faith is one way we need to be careful for and make sure we grow the spiritual man. Our guest is Mr. Nyaneti Rogers, talking to us on nurturing a devotional life. And for today, we're focusing on eating the Word, not just reading it. The Bible is not a textbook, beloved. It's a feast according to this train of thought. I want you to focus on it not just being a text, but a feast. But many of us are, well, we just nibble at it like it's stale bread. We skim, we scroll, we search for verses to validate our feelings or arguments, as it would be. But Scripture is meant to form us, not just to inform us. To engage the Word devotionally is to let it read us, to let it wound and heal, to convict and comfort. It's not about how much you read. It's about how deeply you let it in. That's why we invited Mr. Nyaneti Rogers to come through and talk to us on the idea of not just reading the Scriptures, but eating the Scriptures. Brother Nyaneti Rogers, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you.
What?
I'm part of the program.
Thank you very much, kindly. Do you approach Scripture for transformation or just information? What's your take?
From my perspective, I approach the Scriptures for transformation.
Okay. All right. That's a straightforward perspective. I'll be honest. When I began reading the Scriptures, I wanted to be informed. I wanted to understand. But now I find myself, without intending it, being transformed by it. It's not an intention to say I'm going to read this so that it transforms me. I read it to inform me, but it has transformed me greatly, immensely, from what I used to be like to now. So what passages have shaped your life, Brother Rogers? And tell us why those particular passages have indeed succeeded to transform and shape your life.
I can pick two verses. We have Philippians 4:6, which says that you not be anxious for anything. In everything through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So you see, this one is more of opposite of what is expected of us, because always we are anxious. Very anxious for things that are happening around us. But it is saying, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything. So through prayer and supplication, that we can make our request be known unto God. So this one is one of the verses. In fact, it's one of my favorite verses, because whenever I find myself anxious, maybe I'm anticipating something, and in most cases, when I find myself in stormy cases, it comes handy. It comes handy. So I cast it unto God. And there is this Romans chapter 12, verse 2, which says that transformed. We should allow our minds to be transformed, that we can be renewed from within. It is something I can also say, it's an anchor first, that God's transformation does not begin from out, it begins from within. So if we let Him handle cases from within, because God speaks from within, then the outside will be seen as a testimony that God has done something from within. Instead of just pretending to show things outside that God has done something, and indeed we are empty inside, as we have said this from the previous studies.
Okay. So how do you respond when the Word confronts your comfort?
Humanly speaking, at times you see we protest.
Okay.
When confronted, you protest. In most cases, we want to take our positions and maybe fight back. But when the word comes, at the times it comes as a hammer. You've done something, and then you are hit with that first. You are hit with that passage of the Bible. You are hit with that a character of the Bible. Like, let's say, you as young people, then the story of Joseph is played before you, how he ran away from temptations, and maybe you find yourself in the same predicament, the same temptation. At times you protest, like you want to defend yourself and say, I found myself in this, I didn't contribute to this, maybe so and so made me to be in this. But at the end of the day, it's good we humble ourselves and allow the word to go through us, to transform us, and to make us what God wants of us.
It's easier to talk about what it ought to be, but put it into a mental picture, a mental image. Draw for us an image of what it would look like to eat the word of the Lord this week. Just give us that mental picture. What would it look like to eat the word this week?
I can give an illustration of a cat that has caught a lizard, for example. And then, maybe before that cat starts enjoying that, you realize that cat will start meditating upon that lizard, looking it from a distance, looking at it from another angle. So eating the word, as far as I'm concerned, is more than reading. It is more than reading. For instance, when you go through some passages, you contextualize them, how they were done during their time, and then you bring them now into your time, into our time. How does it apply in the current dispensation, in the contemporary state? So then you apply it. You get that application, personal application. Personal understanding, how does it disorganize your thinking? How does it disorganize your life? Now, that is eating, because eating is always followed with digestion. And as at the time from food, immediately you put them into your mouth, digestion begins. So meditating upon the word, like you're reading, you're praying, you're also asking questions. You introspect. You are asking yourself, what if, how, when? That forms the basis of eating the word.
Mm.
Eating the word, reading the word. You allow it to disseminate into you, and it bears.
So
it that fact.
In the ordinary running of our shows here, you find some people uncomfortable with the things that come out of the discourse and the discussions that we have in our interviews from time to time. And some people are so, they feel disrupted. They feel attacked. They feel as though everything that they believed in because of this particular interview that would be heard at that time, they feel as though this thing that you're saying now is disrupting their assumptions, the things that they believed all along. And you hear them saying, if that is true, then I've been believing in a lie all this time. It seems as though there are people who have views and understanding of this scripture that may not necessarily be based on the scripture. So my question, and it's my final question, you as an individual, are you willing to let scripture disrupt your assumptions?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You see, at times the scripture comes in as a drug. And when the drug is administered into a patient's stream, system, at times it's a struggle. So it is not it's not guaranteed that you we will always accept the word pleasant, like joyously, like when it is read to us, we will accept its reception like 100%. There is somewhere in the scripture where it is said the prophet ate the word. It was sweet from the mouth, but when it got to the stomach, it became bitter. That's what I would say.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there today. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time, Mr. Rogers. Have a wonderful day and a blessed one as that. We'll meet again tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.